On today's episode of Race Chaser, Alaska is back again.
We also talk about Drag Race COVID documentary special extravaganza pageant competition awards episode.
Mm-hmm. And it talks about them producing a show through COVID, masks on masks on masks. And just because it's a filler episode does not mean filler is all bad. I mean,
filler
it's gotten
queen.
Us by.
Filler queen.
She's the filler.
Phyllis
queen.
Filler.
Phyllis Filler. Wait, Dillis Filler.
Dillis Filler, honey.
Dillis Filler, honey.
I want Jagger.
Forever. Dog.
Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to
Race Chaser,
a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hello, I'm Willem.
I'm Bimini Bomb Brunette Balayage.
Bimini Bomb Bareback Boop.
Are you even wearing Bimini Bamboo lashes? Because
I have my Tamisha Iman sneaker on, and it's going to take me home.
Well, I hope you don't get any Bimini Bomb backlash from that, but... Bing bang Bimini Bamboo lash.
Are you even in drag if you aren't wearing Bimini Bomb bottom boom lashes?
You're not even in drag. Was you even born?
It is so good to have you back.
It's so good to be back in the saddle, back in the studio. I had, girl, we were on the set of this movie, and I don't know how Nicole Kidman makes motion pictures. It takes over your whole life, day to night. I was like, there's no way I can literally get in front of a microphone for 1 hour. I can't do it. So yeah. I'm really grateful to Shay and T.S. Madison for being amazing on the show.
They were really wonderful. My audio was not wonderful. I'd like to thank the people.
I left a review.
Oh, yeah? Did you say, still a fan, but can't listen to this?
Yes. 2 stars. Still a fan. Love you, girls. But...
Still Mob Deep for y'all, but put this in the garbage outside. Your audio was shit.
Yeah. Things happen. And it didn't bother me once I got used to it. I was just like, is she in a cave?
It honestly sounded to me like most other people's podcasts.
Yes. Oh,
so oh, like that. it made me realize how well we produce our podcasts and how much I take for granted that I just show up and plop my fat ass down in a chair with a wig. But the
what privilege.
Exactly.
Dox this pussy, sweetie. Gia, so, you can't do that. It's illegal. Whatever, Gorge. Whatever, girl.
So give me some movie story sets. Was there any set tea? Lee had Laganja there, Vicky Vox, all the girls.
I can't say enough how incredible Laganja Estranja is. Mm-hmm. As a person, as a drag queen, as an actor.
Oh, yeah. People sleep on her. She was great in Mean Gays.
It was so amazing to work with her and hang out with her for a week. And she's literal. I don't think of her as a man and I don't think of her as a woman. I think of her as an angel. And that is fucking true. She's the most fucking sensitive, kind, hilarious, talented. Just, I can't say enough about Miss Laganja Bostranja. I love her so much.
Same. Last week, the queens were showing off.
Mm-hmm.
They're acting, they're mm-hmm. singing, they're dancing with a musical theater performance of Social Media, the mm-hmm. Unverified Rusical. Now, mm-hmm. after the first ever workroom audition experience with some coaching by Anna Hathaway, the main stage performance of the performance was a viral sensation or cancel culture. This was written beautifully, and I'm butchering it. Like, just throwing charcuterie out of the window while on the highway. All these words. The runway category was yellow, gorgeous. And we saw taxi cabs crash to dummies, but no piss. Rosé won the challenge, and Simone and Candy landed in the bottom, but no one went home because Rue didn't want to be singing Mandy Moore next week, and she didn't want to be missing you like Candy. So she said, come on back, girl.
Candy's sweet refrain.
You know what you are. Don't go away, please, Candy.
XOXO, forever yours, Candy Muse. and thank goodness for Ms. Musington getting the Candy Muse save. We mm-hmm. did not get the Candy Muse save at the Queerty Awards. I'm waiting for the Queerties to call out to us and say, wait, race chaser. We're not ready to see you not win the award this year. And then they give it to us.
It's fine. Whatever. Some other cunts won.
And moving on. some other dumb white cunts fucking won the award. Bravo. Okay. I know we touched on it a little bit, but I really can't. I'm blown away by how amazing the episode with Shay and Madison and you was last week. So mm-hmm. I'm really grateful. Some of the conversations they were having were, you know, exactly the conversations that need to be happening right now. And
do you really want to touch it? And we listened to everything. Madison's new show is going to be coming out soon. She should have her own podcast, definitely, for sure. I mean, she's got her hand in a lot of pies already.
Yes.
And pricey pies, too.
Patty pies.
She's a rich bitch. it was They're so much good. Fun hosting with them. But we have some things to talk about with you, Miss Lady Girl Thing. It's the Drag Queen of the Year pageant very, very, very soon.
That's right.
A week away. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, I need everybody to head over to sessionslive.com and mm-hmm. get your ticket for March 7th or hit up the link in Alaska's Instagram bio on Instagram.
Yes, we are in, it's pageant week, so it is, we're in full swing over here, but the show is going to be so incredible. I'm not going to say anything specific because mm-hmm. I don't want to give anything away, but I am blown away by these contestants.
I mean, the contestants are one in a million, like once in a lifetime. They made me discover why there's scars above.
Representing the great state of Georgia, my name is Miss Bimini Bamboulash.
Representing the District of Columbia, my name is Panaka.
There's this show called Drag Race. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Sounds cute.
But every now and then, shows during this time period have to do an entire episode telling you about the horrors and pain of filming a project during the time of Lady Cornova. Mm-hmm. And this, when we found out last week, they said, next week, it's the coronavirus documentary special. I was like, I literally texted you, Willem, and I was like, can we just not talk about the episode and just drop acid and just run the microphones for an hour and see what
happens? And we determined that, yes, we could, but no, drug dealers are so unreliable. I've been trying to score acid for a week. Can't find anybody. My friend Travis has some, but I already did it. And he's in Mexico, so I can't get it. Empress Cordova 19 has affected everyone, including our dealers, our drag queens, everybody.
USPS.
So we will be speaking
Wayfair.
About. Oh, honey, way below average, not Wayfair. Let me tell you. Yeah, we don't like the Wayfair. So
I will say we are going to talk about the episode, and I will say I found it thoroughly entertaining, thoroughly watchable, informative, and they did a really good job with it. I had very low hopes for this episode, and I was like, do we even need to watch this? But I found it very watchable, and I liked it a lot. So.
Yeah, I mean, anytime there's drag queens that are engaging on TV, like seeing Joey J going, oh, I thought I turned my phone off. And then he's like, oh, stay-at-home order. I just want to get up out of the chair and leave. Bye. I didn't win still, right? Bye. Because they brought them all back to film, I think, after the season played, I'm pretty sure, because the way that their pump was looking, some of the girls had some new parts.
Baby. And the Botox was sitting. The arch of the boy brows was a little bit cocked on a few of the dolls. And I know the tricks of the trade. Sometimes just a couple of pricks here and a couple of pricks there could change the whole peak and demeanor of your eyebrows.
Well, honey, some of them look like they exfoliated with a porcupine by the amount of pricks that they had had.
The perfume needles. And the pricks the same. So bring on the pod. Why don't we take a break and we'll get into this coronavirus special.
Let's bring on the pod. A little touch of kimchi on the next episode. Kimchi's gonna be here. No, she's not. We're lying. Okay, goodbye.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
And we are back because, you know, you can't keep a good queen down unless you hold her by her neck and her hair.
You can't keep a good season down. They went through hell and high water to film this season. So they said, we're going to make this the longest season ever. Mm-hmm. We're not eliminating anyone ever. We're going to throw
17 episodes.
We're going to throw in a casting special. No double eliminations. We're going to bring back Carmen Carrera for some reason in the mid-season just to mix it up.
Kenya's driving the van. She can't even reach the pedals. Delta's on the top with a bubble machine and her Emmy.
God.
Yeah. Drag Race has always found new ways to be on the pulse of culture. And I think talking about how that they did this and being one of the only shows that was able to shoot under these new restrictions and everything was really ingenious. I mean, I was shooting a show and we got shut down because somebody got COVID. So like the fears of these girls, like, making the show. And then what if I, like, stop at Annie Ann's and I get a pretzel with some COVID? Like, and then right. I can't compete. Like, so scary just traveling to be here and, like, you know, just trying, literally willing to sacrifice for your art. Because, like, if you told me in July we want you to get on a plane, I would be like, I'll walk. Because I was afraid of flying. Now it's a little bit different, but seeing all these girls with their feathers on the planes, not checking the ostriches. Kimora, we see you. Beep, 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 beep.
Miss, you're going to have to put your resplendent feather headdress in the bin.
I don't know why it's beeping. I usually use whale boning, not metal boning. This isn't a steel corset.
Excuse me, miss, could you remove your fucking Las Vegas showgirl headpiece, please?
Excuse me, miss.
For takeoff and landing.
How many breastplates do you have on? Well, I have my strapless tit, my one shoulder tit,
the
and then my backless tit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know the tit. You know the titty drawer.
For a halter.
All of them.
It's like lighters. You're only allowed 3 breastplates on the plane. So just keep that in mind, drag queens. We see a little bit of the, you know, I feel for the crew on a shoot like this because everyone, I mean, the queens get to, they still have to be masked for certain, you know, when they're not actively in front of a camera, but they get to take it off and stand there. The crew is wearing a mask for 12 hours a day. 2 masks, a face shield and a mask. The ear pain that must be going on. Everyone has to wait in line to get tested. Because I think you get tested every other day on a set mm-hmm. like that.
They probably do temperature checks every day and then the swab every 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
That's how it was on one of the ones I worked on this fall.
Tina says she was willing to risk it all for an opportunity to be on the show. And I'm glad that they did, because could you imagine going through this time in history and not having Drag Race? On multiple channels?
Like, it sounds stupid to say, but, like, TV is what's gotten most people through this pandemic and, like, you know, the internet and all that stuff. So these people are, like, our little angels right now. We see them. We thank them.
Before we get into the audition tapes, did you notice the orange coral lipstick on everybody?
Yeah, was that a joke? Were they doing that for a certain reason?
I think it must have been something they did with the color correction of everyone's footage, because there's no way everyone decided, let's wear this kind of muted orange liquid lipstick.
Yeah, it felt very Danessa Myrix, Spiced Pumpkin.
I saw the pumpkin and it was spiced.
it was a strange choice. I don't think anybody would have done that on purpose. But
I thought maybe Joey J, it went with her outfit. And I thought, okay.
I thought Rosé was wearing orange lipsticks as a nod to, like, Michelle thinking that she was wearing orange. And then I was like, but why would she wear yellow and then want it to be orange? It just didn't make no sense to me.
No, but trend alert, you heard it here first. Orange lipstick, spiced coral. Now, they showed a little bit of the audition tape footage from some of the dolls, and I was impressed.
Honey, Denali, she's just coming in and ice skating, and then she does a backflip and skids to a stop, right hits her mark in front of the camera, and then says, "Ice to meet you," and then, like, walks. So, like, what a cunt. That's how I want to walk into every club.
Well, I mean, I know that Courtney usually greets her dates by saying, "Ice to meet you."
Brenda, call me.
Just kidding. That fucking backflip on skates?
Girl.
Tootsie Lou.
Honey.
There is too much talent in this season. It's incredible.
You know the time has almost come. Once they get a third girl who skates, we got Robbie Turner on roller skates. We got Denali on ice skates.
Milk skates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to get maybe one more girl so we can have some partner work. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do RuPaul's Drag Race on ice for sure. And then Courtney will just be in the locker room.
Queens on ice.
Also on ice.
I've seen Queens on Ice and it ain't pretty.
No, they just keep pulling their wigs lower till just their lips show. They think people are watching them.
Tina Burner, they showed her on the subway doing her audition tape. Typical New Yorkers just Nooch. Sitting there on their phones. They don't even notice.
They were six foot five,
orange and yellow woman.
She looked like King Louis swinging around in the trees on the New York subway.
King Louis.
Nobody cared to even look at her. It was Nooch with the Nooch reduction, a foam Nooch reduction. Nobody gave a fuck about Tina.
They did.
If Courtney was there, she would have cared. Courtney cares about Tina.
Right. Yeah.
Utica. Yeah. Utica's audition tape was very cute. She looked kind of like Shelley Duvall, kind of just like in this blonde wig, just bopping around doing things.
Yeah, she does. You can tell that she does some wacko ass numbers. And I think the first time I ever saw Utica, it was in person during a Golden Girls weekend in Minneapolis, and she was the best Dorothy, one of the best Dorothys I've seen out there in drag. Olivia was snatching crowns. She had just won the big page in New York.
Mm-hmm. Rising Star 2020. And then she booked this. I can't imagine booking this and your biggest dream come true and then going, oh shit, none of the stuff is available. There's no wigs in the world. That's... Where in the world are the wigs? Shoes aren't available. Rosé's painting shoes so they match.
That's crafty and fierce.
Honey,
and
my drag mom did that every weekend. She'd say, what am I wearing? Go paint my shoes.
I have been known to paint a shoe or two. I have a pair of boots that are my painting boots because I can change them any color I want.
Yeah, I paint the town, but...
Yes, you do, dude.
Tamisha was the most informed of everyone, and she was saying that she was a news buff and she was paying attention to COVID due to her own health concerns since like early October. And then she just figured that Drag Race wouldn't happen, and then she got the call, and it's like, boom.
Yeah.
I feel like some of the girls were notified a little earlier than others, how they normally were, but it was...
Really?
Yeah. Yes, I know for a fact that some girls knew before other girls. Yes.
Some of the girls?
Some of the girls knew. Some of the girls were told later. Some of the girls, I saw popping around LA, and I will tell you that, it is a known fact that Gottmik has some outfits from Marco Marco this season, and seeing him pop into Marco Marco as a full fucking goth LA beekeeper...
Oh, it's the look. That look was fierce.
I'm like, who the fuck is pumping through the back parking lot, coming towards me like they know me, covered in head to toe shroud?
Yeah. Is that RuPaul from the season 12 reunion episode? Or...
No, we can't confirm that that was RuPaul at all.
Face Kini du jour.
Yeah, he looked crazy, but he was protecting himself. And I was just like, imagine like, one more trip to Santee Alley. Oh no, you know, like what if you, these girls risked everything to get their packages together and like snaps for the queens, totally.
Two snaps and a clap for some safety like that.
What about Little Miss Leotard Lala?
Lala assumed that they weren't gonna do Drag Race.
Can you imagine getting your tape, finding out that you made it, and then them going, oh, you know what?
Oh, by the way, BB,
you have 18 months.
It's really, really rough. The waiting is, of course, the hardest part. But the, girl, I really admire these divas for going out there and going through all the extra work. You know that a face mask is no friend to the dragoon.
Oh, honey.
You know it's not. And neither is getting a nose swab. So I really commend these divas.
Honestly, I think the face masks help some girls. They look a lot better.
Thank you for covering up your face.
Oh, I hate it, bitch.
Never been softer. NBS.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's.
So you could silence your phone. I'm just kidding.
That break was so satisfying. Excuse me, bartender.
Ooh, I feel so good. I'm up good. At the club just club? Dancing. Mm. Mm. Excuse me, bartender. Could I have a segment 3 straight up?
There's
and a bimini boom bum bum boo lash chaser.
With some pita chips. We're back.
Candy got Cove or tested positive for Cove.
Candy got the Cove, and we're not talking Dante's Cove. This is, if you've ever watched Dante's Cove, I don't know which was worse, but COVID is actually terrible also. But COVID was affecting New York, I think, disproportionately more than it affected like a lot of the nation at first. And like seeing the girls get it, like boom, boom. My manager was at a gig in Chicago. She got it. I called out of the gig. People at the gig got it. Everyone back in New York got it. Mona Foote got it and passed away. And that was when a lot of the girls, it hit them like, oh, this is like, it's taking our friends. And like, it was one of those moments, I'm sure, that Candy was just like scared she might die alone in her own apartment. If that was happening to me, I'd put on my biggest hair. I would roll myself in my own rug. And say, this poor soul tried to steal my life from me.
Rose shared a compelling story about her boyfriend, who's a nurse. And they said, during all this crazy shit, we need to separate ourselves for safety.
I mean, that makes sense.
Which is very hard and really brave. And like, we thank you, Rose's boyfriend.
Yeah, honestly, giving it up for the drags. They talked about all the queens going digital and making videos. The digital queens. Joey J was making unhinged social media content yelling at plants, which was wonderful.
While she never was... mad. Never
no,
mad at that.
Never mad. Never mad.
Candy was musing that possibly the season might be taking place over, you know, digitally. That it's sort of how they did the, you know, the reunion at home
finale.
For season 12. Yeah, the finale at home. So I guess, I don't know. I'm sure they tossed around the possibility of doing something like that. But ultimately, I'm glad they figured out everything they had to do to get the dolls to LA to film.
Yeah, having it in person, there's nothing like the look and feel of real. Like, I think you kind of need to be in the room for this kind of stuff just so you could say, we see that hole on the side where you ripped out the tag, girl.
No, I just won't turn that direction. No.
Oops, the Wi-Fi's done. Bye.
No, oops. Ooh, so crazy. Sorry. The call dropped.
If you were told you get to compete on Drag Race, but you only get to do it via webcam, Would you have accepted?
Well, I mean, I think of right now, no, I wouldn't. But if I go back to when I was at the beginning of my drag career and Drag Race is the biggest opportunity, of course, I would say yes to absolutely anything. I'd say fuck yeah.
I noticed that they were giving like the timeline of like when stuff was happening, but they didn't exactly say like when these girls were cast and when they knew stuff, but they did notate when stuff in the world was happening. They talked about the protest in support of Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. And Simone mentioned she wanted to be on Drag Race even more to be in a position to use the platform to contribute to the BLM movement.
That's tea.
Which I love. Olivia mentioned that her drag is always going to be political because of who she is, and like that's
right,
that echoes RuPaul's sentiments about like anytime she puts on a wig, drag is an act of something, she says. I don't really remember, but rebellion or something,
she says it's a political act.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, not Olivia is. RuPaul said something about it,
like, yeah, that's what,
yeah,
that's what she says. It's a political act to be in drag.
Well, work, yeah, I do a lot of acts when I'm in drag. But I noticed something else. Rue hasn't had many things to say during this, you know, time of whatever, to each their own and everything. But I think she did make a statement without saying anything by like, you know, there's 4 guest judges this season so far. All of them are not white. There's no white people. It's all black people.
Yeah.
RuPaul is showing up and like bringing everybody with her that needs to be spotlighted. We like no useless Jeffrey Morans. You know, we have people in the field who just happen to be African-American.
Right.
Comedians, choreographers, talented fucking people.
Absolutely.
And I like that she kind of did that. And she's like, y'all think I ain't saying anything? I am saying everything without even saying anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think that's fucking fierce.
She shut me up.
The dolls, they show some of the girls getting their actual phone calls. And, you know, I mean... I was kind of acting when I got mine, and I know you were just like, cool, where do we shoot? Yeah. Are you sending a car, or? You're like, I need to be wrapped, though, by the 14th, so I have a hard out.
Do we have, is there an email I could submit my conflicts to?
Conflicts!
I have blackout dates.
Conflicts! I haven't had a blackout date in a while. I'm overdue.
Yeah, this is when they said June 12th, 2020, 5 weeks to production. That's when the gals were getting their phone calls that they were going to be on season 13. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact that not all of them got that then, but that's cute that they said that. They all basically did a British accent when they got it, so we know that Fenton called them.
Okay.
Are you ready to be a Rue girl?
Okay, yeah.
So we're figuring out the little things that no one else cares about other than us.
Or what if it was the guy that...
Steven?
Was inside you.
No, Steven wouldn't have called.
Oh, okay, work.
No, they always get like Tom, Randy, or Fenton.
Okay, work.
She was busy eyeing up Utica, probably. You know what she likes.
Oh my goodness.
Actually, was there... No, he probably liked Cade this season, or maybe Rosé.
Oh my goodness.
I was in the seat.
Now, the girls had their work cut out for them prepping during the pandemic. The wig shortage, the fabric stores were closed, online orders were moving really slowly. Mm-hmm.
They may do.
They did. Drag finds a way. Just like dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, drag finds a way.
Speaking of dinosaurs, Utica... Honestly, she's so tall. She's part brontosaurus. They show her repurposing and remaking looks, mm-hmm. and like showing her making her her promo look, which is honestly is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Would I wear it? Not on my young gay life, but it is really fucking cool. And knowing that a lot of these girls were left to their own devices,
It shows their hard work and like it's very impressive.
Because even the seamstresses and like the people that they were getting stuff from, they were dealing with COVID too. I know that like there were a couple looks that were delivered on set because they weren't ready. And World of Wonder was really gracious to allow that. Because usually it's you get what you have and then you have what you bring and that's it. You can't get other stuff.
Yeah.
So they were cool about that. But Kimora, she was saying that this was the time that she decided to share her drag career with her parents, and they didn't mm-hmm. know at all about her and what she was doing.
Yeah.
But she told them she was going to be an actor on a TV show in LA, dressing up like a woman.
Yeah. I love Kimora talking about all this because she sits before you with not even a skosh of an eyebrow.
None.
She is, and I love the look of when you just fucking shave the eyebrows off. You don't bother drawing them on during the daytime. She's like, I am boldly an eyebrowless person. Mom, I have something to tell you. I haven't had eyebrows for 6 years.
Mom, and there was an accident with the grill.
I want to tell you the reason why. It was really touching, though. Like, she got emotional. And, like, that's a big deal. Everyone has a different journey with their family regarding drag. And, like, it's not always easy. But basically, her parents said, you're an adult. You can do what you want to do. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was really touching.
They can't tell you who to sock it to.
I can't tell you.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- They show the girls quarantine in the hotel, and they had 10 days.
This is like the equivalent of you doing the push-ups in the hotel room footage.
Get a little shirtless action. Oops. Ooh. Oh, I'm just.
They said, "Can you show a little skin?" Out. And I said, "Keeping how much?" And they said, "Whatever. Take care of your shirt." And I said, "No. How much money you gonna give me?"
Very that.
I sort of subscribe to the Simone school of hotel drag race because she said she didn't turn on her TV at all. She read books. And I did the same thing. From the moment I got to the hotel and realized that the channels were different in Culver City than they were in West Hollywood, I was like, I am not figuring out all new channels. I'm shutting the TV off. I'm not turning it on. I'm journaling. I'm writing. I'm going to work on wigs. That's what I did the whole time. Lala Ree is got her general contractor's license by watching HGTV.
Very that.
What did you watch in the hotel? Did you have did you use TV as a vice to get through?
Oh yeah, I mean I love TV, and one of my favorite things about hotel rooms is you don't have the Netflix and the stream. It's like you're at the whim of whatever the networks have told you is on, which is kind of a fun limitation to play with as someone who fucking loves TV as much as I do. I can't remember if it was All Stars or season 5, but on one of them, I Am Kate had just started airing. And so I was getting to watch all of the Caitlyn Jenner story and just really, really loving every episode of that.
I love that.
Yeah. Should we take a break? What's going on? What do we do? My acid just hit, you guys. I can smell
dripping
Joey
like
J
fantastique
right
Sonique.
I'm just kidding. I'm not on acid. I've never met Rita Ora. Okay, we'll be right back.
Song
gang ding bang dang bong. Dong UK minute
big gang bang.
I'm there. Get me my work visa now. Big gang bang.
Smoke my bong. Big gang bang.
We're gonna give it to the UK girls, so talk about talk about dragon things in the UK.
Such a good episode, I can't wait.
It's Latrice Royale.
And I'm Manila Luzon.
And this is your UK Minute.
On episode 7, the library was opened as the girls pull out their reading glasses to bring out the shade. Did you enjoy the shade, Latrice?
Girl, the shade of it all. They were too funny. The queens have to construct their own lockdown super shero in a design challenge. Were you impressed with their skills, girl?
I was amazed, actually, and a little bit in pain for some of them.
Also, we're joined by Canada's Drag Race queen. Who is it, Manila?
It's a legendary boa who's joining us.
For more recaps of season 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race UK,
check out The Chop every Tuesday here on the Mom Network.
I haven't seen it yet, but a horror doing that thing with the, like, the Priscilla thing. Bitch. And then doing the glitter mouth to say, sister, I can copy too.
Babe.
I didn't even see the episode, but I saw it already. Just babes. The level of shade and cunt. Oh, we're Gamora.
Also, have you ever seen anyone with a face like fucking Tace? Have you ever? Have in the world? I just can't. Like, she wore this short little chicken wig. This just
girls that
short,
can wear that.
Short little doodly-doo wig and was just, like, gorgeous. Such a great episode. But we're talking about the COVID special. You know what? We're switching. Latrice and Manila, we're switching. We're switching.
Drag suicide. Turn the wigs around. Give us your headphones. You take ours.
Sorry. No, I mean, the network just wanted to try something different. They want us to do UK.
You know
so
how
weird.
The suits are. They don't know.
The suits. Okay. Hey.
Oh, wasn't that a fun trip across the Atlantic? We're back to America now in RuPaul's Drag Race COVIDina episode.
funky cold COVIDina. The production begins on July 20th, 2020. And the girls notice a few differences. The workroom is jumbo sized. Untucked happens in the workroom. And they have to stay 6 feet away from RuPaul. They put plastic shields in between the camera people. This is wild.
That's how I did a meet and greet in Ohio too. This is the new normal for being on set in Hollywood. There's color coding on the floor so people know like where to hit their mark and be 6 feet away and everything. But seeing the girls like be able to touch each other and hug and all that after quarantine.
I love that they showed that clip of the three of them, like Tina Burner, and kind of they were like trying to like sort of keep their distance. They weren't hugging at first. And then they were like, you know what? Fuck it. We're all in this bubble. We're going to fucking touch on each other and fucking Utica's grabbing fucking Rosé's abs. Like it's just like the girls are kissing each other's head. I mean, because that thing about human contact, that's a real ass thing. That's the hardest. It's one of the hardest things. It's so unnatural to stay away from people and not see their faces, and you know it's very unnatural.
Yeah, I mean, if this hotel shit with the girls locked in the room for production happens again next year, though, I think that all the girls who should get on should just open the doors and say, "You can't keep us locked up anymore. You can't send us all home." Because if all 13 girls get some balls in them and say, "No, no, no, you're not keeping us locked up. This is ridiculous. Season 1 through 4 didn't have to do that." Girls, rise up. Do not let these gay men in their crystal castle rule over your lives.
Mutiny in
y'all
the hotel.
Need rights. Okay. Yeah. If you need pantyhose, get pantyhose. Don't let them take your money and then not get you things.
All right.
Dude, I sound like I'm on a soapbox, which is weird because I haven't showered today.
Me either. It's getting musty.
We smell like the pork chop loading dock.
Babes. Bimini babes. It shows Utica orchestrating a big pork chop hugging dock moment.
Is that what they did for Elliot before they sent her home? Is that why they hugged her?
Unceremoniously.
I can't imagine.
Yes, that
getting,
was lovely.
Getting like hugged by your own assassins. Bye, let's hug. No.
Brutal.
I would have literally found a way to shank all of those girls. All of them. I would have
shanked
the
girls.
Some of the girls have shanks. Basically, this whole episode, the theme is precaution. The category is precaution.
Uh-huh.
And they're talking about all the safety precautions on the set. They had 25 hand sanitizer stations.
The winner of RuPaul's Drag Race will receive
a non-sickening supply of Purell.
25 hand sanitizing stations, 30 gallons of hand sanitizer, 5,000 masks, 11,760 temperature checks.
Anal.
2,591 COVID tests.
Also anal.
And the opportunity to get tested 3 times per week.
Ooh. I'd like to mention something terrible.
What?
The fact that producers yelled at girls with a megaphone. and we know which producer it is too, and she'll probably bring it to the goddamn club. Like she's like, it's famous now.
Girl. You know? Well, yeah.
She lives through the girls.
We need you to talk about your mother passing away.
Talk about when she kicked the bucket.
I mean, wow. As if. Well, you know, the mask sometimes obscures your speech. And you have to get the message across. So sometimes that means you need a fucking megaphone.
Honey, I've heard her voice yell at me multiple times. She does not need a fucking megaphone. She is loud. she is a loud woman, and there's nothing wrong with that, but she does not need a microphone. Someone take that fucking microphone away from her.
Okay. Megaphone. I liked it. I thought it was campus tits. The walkthroughs with RuPaul. RuPaul was like, I haven't seen people in several months. Honey, these walkthroughs are gonna be at length. We're just gonna kiki and chit chat.
I do like
you just
want to
be everyone's best friends. Just This is not RuPaul. This is RuPaul's Best Friend Race.
We were privy to a lot of stuff that I don't think they've ever like pulled back the curtain this much to let us know, but they were basically telling us that Jeffrey Boyer Chapman was green screened in later for that challenge. Learning about no pit crew, no backup dancers. And I didn't even realize that the pit crew wasn't there until they started talking about it.
Same.
Maybe they're out buying shoes.
They are.
Because if you have to wear a mask on set, but you don't have to wear shoes, there's something wrong with that.
They should just say, instead of the pit crew, we're just going to hold up three pictures of three dick bulges. Because just to have the energy in the room.
Yeah. The BDE. Shit. But not having Sean's signature stink. That's something that the double digit girl seasons will never know. The smell of a man. The smell of a man before he even comes in the room. You're getting mic'd and you're like, Sean's here. Ooh.
Not mad. Not mad about it.
Not mad in the least.
This is wild. The interviews weren't done in person. They were done like with an iPad, which is, you can't tell watching the show.
Well, I mean, the producers were in another room.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. They were there. It was just through digital because they didn't want to risk the girls being in contact with someone who was leaving the set every day. Like, you know, RuPaul, unless you had to. They were 6 feet from Ru, but they did not need to be 6 feet from a producer when they could do their job remotely, which makes sense and like kind of protects the investment of going to all this work. You don't want to just shove in a producer in the room and then go, oh, talk.
Yeah, of course.
But it was brilliant how they had the little la-la glitch moment and, like, how frustrating it really is and, like, trying... Did I understand? You're like, what? Wait, what? Oh, they're getting one all over on us. I see.
Very
The Drag Race people, they're fun. They think they're funny.
Very that. The production parade, I mean, because you do, part of Drag Race is it takes place on two different sound stages that are usually next door to each other. So you have to like walk in between them in the parking lot. But everyone would like applaud the girls for doing their job. Finally, that feels so good to hear some applause for my work.
Queens walking.
The queen said that they felt really safe, and then they went home, and then they were like, oh, the world is not a bubble. The world is a fuck fest.
Honey, as soon as Rosé got home, let me tell you, she put down the pumps, and she got to pumping. She got pregnant. She got so pregnant by that boyfriend.
I hope Rosé does a fully nude pregnancy photo shoot like Xtina Aguilera.
Lotus.
Or Demi Moore or Britney Spears.
All those, yeah.
I hope she does that.
Tamisha ended up getting COVID a few months after being home, but had no symptoms. Thank God for that. But just imagining that could have happened before and then like dashed her dreams even more. Like,
yeah.
Thank God everything worked out the way it did.
Yeah.
I mean, I do feel bad for the girls that were cast and then weren't even allowed on set because of, you know, the scandals. But at least other girls got the chance to be there, right?
Right. Denali said that, you know, the drag queens are resilient and unshakable and they all rose to the challenge of filming this show.
Which is wrong because I know plenty of drag queens who wear shake and goes and that's not unshakable. Elliot was wearing them all season.
Unshakable. Honey,
put that wig back in the bag and please put it in the garbage.
She didn't even shake the shake and go. She just went.
Girl.
Didn't even shake it. It's just a go.
And some of the shake and goes are actually whip and goes because you need to whip it out. Whip it out.
You do.
You gotta whip a wig.
Or when it's really bad hair, it gets static electricity.
You ever brush a wig against the wall or a floor like how Courtney likes to ruin hers?
My wigs live on the floor. Show it to girls.
Oh, honey. Is that a shag carpet? No, that's my passion hair.
Like, that's actually where I'm at. Well, this whole episode seems like a retrospective when we are still very much in the pandemic. Though, in some places like Florida and Georgia and Texas, they haven't even heard of COVID. And this whole documentary, do you think it's premature? Do you think it's like, can't you remember how crazy COVID was, but now? No, I mean, we're still in it, though I know Hollywood is getting back on its feet.
I mean,
going through all of these restrictions and stuff.
TBH, I think that the girls for season 14 are going to be going through the same exact thing as the season 13 girls.
I think you might be right, because I think, you know, they don't waste time.
It's the only way they can get insured. And I know that they were having problems trying to find an insurer for RuPaul's Drag Race Canada to, like, insure the production. So,
wow.
Like, it's even tough up in Canada. A lot of people don't want to take the risk of insuring a production and then having it be shut down because one person gets COVID or something, and then, you know, boom,
yeah,
money
exactly.
gone. So I applaud World of Wonder and Canada and everybody producing Drag Race for our purposes and entertainment. Like, so glad. What was your favorite part of Untucked this week?
Well, it didn't happen. So we didn't have any fights. We didn't have anyone throwing drinks. We didn't have anyone getting on the floor and saying, now I'm
you
on your level.
You still had a cocktail, right?
Yes, I had several bubblies.
Good, good.
Topped
good.
Off with a little bit of Jeffrey Moran juice.
Oh, atta girl.
The image czar.
Oh, did next you push week, it out?
We have push out and tighten up. We're pushing out this episode and tightening it up.
What flavor is that? Push out and tighten up pomegranate?
The next episode is the Snatch Game. Da-da-da-da-da. Who's the winner of Snatch Game? Who cares? Very exciting. Worth the wait.
I was going to ask who you do for Snatch Game if you were told you had to do Snatch Game, but you couldn't bring any of the choices that you brought with you. If you just had to pull something out of the bag.
See, I think that would be a cool challenge. People would go to pieces and lose their minds. Mm-hmm. I would be able to do it.
Me too. Who would you do?
Well, I don't know, because I know who I would choose going into it. And then if they told me I couldn't do that person, then I would have to think again.
Oh, okay. Same. So we better go. But
oh, the Queen of England. I'm shocked no one has done the Queen of England.
Oh, I've seen you do the Queen of England. You do her real nasty.
I think she's too, like, untouchable, like, in the UK. Like, you don't even go there.
How, like, Fred Armisen does her on SNL, like, that's the perfect Queen Elizabeth impersonation.
Like, they're like, we make fun of everybody over here, but we don't make fun of no Queen of England, baby. We don't do that. Baby, mm-hmm. baby, we don't do that.
That's not what they do. That's not
Mama,
their speed.
You need to clean it up. Who would you do for Snatchels?
I think I would do Reba McEntire.
Well, you'd save money on lipstick because you don't need to do the top lip. You just foundation out the top lip.
Oh, yeah. And like big red hair. Hey, RuPaul! Like,
do you Reba know that was one of Lola's characters for her audition tape?
Was it?
I might be speaking out of turn, but no, I don't want to. Oh. Keep it. I want you to keep it in.
Keep it. I want them to hear it.
Well, you could do... Yes, I think it would be a doable character, and Reba McEntire is so recognizable, and RuPaul loves her, and you mm-hmm. could quote her songs. They're extremely quotable.
And you know what she starred in, one of my favorite movies, Holes! Wow. Reba is a gift that would keep on giving.
Weren't you the star? Did you read for the role?
We were in negotiations.
We thank you so much for joining us for Race Chaser this week.
Thank you.
I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we would love, love, love for you to write a review of our podcast on our podcast app. Tell them about the crystal clear audio. And don't forget to subscribe. Take a moment. Leave us a rating, too. The ratings are 5-star and up, please, only.
Yes. And you can follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. The Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod. And the Mom Podcast account is at Mom Podcasts.
And, honey, the Patreon is popping. We have lots of bonus content there right now. We just put up 2 new things last week. And you can search specifically for the Race Chaser stuff by searching the hashtag Race Chaser. But as soon as you sign up, you can see everything that's there, which is all the everythings. And we just uploaded a video of us answering some email questions that you guys sent in from when we did our cosplay looks as our season 13 sisters.
Yes. I can't wait. It's going to be major. You can email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And wear a mask. Please wash your hands. Mm-hmm. Socially distance yourself and respect each other out in the world. If you're out in the world.
Do it. That's what the lady said.
Do it. Oh, gotta go. Can you get this porpoise in the car? Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and or copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaskan Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.